Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. When you see farrow rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Farrow rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium Wheat Production System, driven by Aggressor Herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to Coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
The 2019 Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention is August 7th through the 9th in Woodward, Oklahoma. We invite sponsors, exhibitors, and participants in the industry to our 8th annual convention, honoring the legacy of Bobby Joe Cudd. Trade show exhibit spaces are still available, but going fast. The popular golf tournament at Boiling Springs Golf Course begins Friday with 8 a.m. and noon tee times. Go to TSOGC.com for more. The Tri-State's Oil and Gas Convention, August 7th through the 9th in Woodward. Don't miss it.
Annual meeting of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association held this last Friday, Saturday in Norman, and the new president of OCA for the next 2 years, replacing Weston Givens from northwestern Oklahoma, is Michael Weeks from Stewart in the southeastern part of the state of Oklahoma. He'll be serving as president of the cattle organization for the next 2 years. At that meeting, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, former chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, who's gone off the committee for a season, right now is the top Republican of the Science Committee in the House of Representatives. And he says it's important that he's there because he's able to be the champion to make sure the technology is out there for precision ag. A lot of the things possible because of our space program down through the years.
It doesn't matter what color your tractor is. If you've got a state-of-the-art tractor, you climb in that cab, you've got your field programmed, you flip all the switches, it drives itself, it puts down the appropriate amount of fertilizer or pesticides or herbicides based on literally foot-by-foot differences in your field. It records your fuel use, it records everything. All those technologies in production agriculture are a reflection of things that go back to things like the space program.
And Congressman Lucas says it also puts him in a position to be a champion for rural broadband as well.
If you don't have access to the internet, if you don't have broadband, you don't have the ability to move your information, how do you expect a young person to, in this day and time, to be able to do their homework? How do you expect to be able to stimulate their perspective, their attitudes in such a way that they would want to pursue this on down the road? And for that matter, how do you do business anywhere in the world if you can't reach out through the global web to touch all the things? I mean, farmers need to know what the commodity markets are trading for instantaneously. We all need to know what's going on in the political realm, trade, tariffs, that sort of stuff around the planet. So, but how to get there and get there in a way that we all have fair access to it. Because you and I both know the younger generation, that's not to say that you and I are the old guys, Ron, but the younger generation has expectations that all this will be available. And if it's not, they're not going to live in the community. And these best and brightest, we need them in rural America. We need them in rural Oklahoma just as bad as the rest of the country wants them.
Congressman Frank Lucas on being a champion for U.S. agriculture and for rural America on the Science and Technology Committee, ranking member of that committee, as he has a chance to weigh in on things like precision agriculture, the GPS signals that are needed, and rural broadband, and a lot more. Cattle on feed report out this last Friday afternoon. Placements and marketing's down a little bit from a year ago. On feed number up 2% compared to July 1 of 2018. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, the week of July 29th is Video Royale number 27 for Superior Livestock. They'll be selling on Monday from Fort Worth, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 29th. Then Wednesday through Friday, July 31st to the 2nd of August, will be broadcast live from Winnemucca, Nevada. 177,000 head of cattle will be offered on SuperiorClickToBid.com and on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.